Okay, the local government committee will come to order. I don't think we've got a quorum yet, but if Representative Nelson would just like to start on his bill.
Well, Madam Chair, this bill we heard in government operations the other day and was amended in government operations, and the amendment that went on in government operations, which is the committee report that you have in front of you, is basically it requires a city, if asked, to provide a written estimate of the fees to be paid by an applicant for a permit, license, or other approval relating to real estate. The fees are those that the city would pay to a consultant to assist in reviewing the application. If the applicant asks for an estimate, the application is not complete until the city has provided an estimate to the applicant, because they're the one that's going to pay the fee. And members, I had passed out here a chart here. It just shows some different fees that are charged for the same work at different cities, and this is the reason that the applicants want this passed, is that they want to know what they're going to pay up front. I mean, it can go anywhere from, if you got the International Services of Central Minnesota, it's basically $150 fee that they got to charge, or if it's someone from SEH, it's over $10,000. And so if you're doing an application and you don't know what's going to cost you, that's what they want. That's why they want the estimate up front, so they know up front what they got to pay and not be surprised at the end that, well, we had the consultant come in and this is the fee we're charging you for that consultant.
Okay, thank you. And I see you have a testifier.
He's basically here to answer questions and members, they have League of Cities and the people that are bringing this bill forward came to maybe not peace in the valley, but truce in the valley, and that's what the amendment is, and that's where the bill is, the shape that the bill is right now.
Madam Chair, I'm here to answer questions. As Representative Nelson has indicated, I thank the committee for taking the time to consider the bill.
Okay. I would just like to ask one question. Obviously, this has been something that's been going on for quite a while, and so there have been specific problems getting the estimates.
Madam Chair, committee members, first of all, my name is Peter Coyle with Larkin Hoffman. I'm here today on behalf of T-Mobile, which is my client. T-Mobile has been building out wireless facilities across Minnesota for more than 20 years. It's a routine problem for them when they go into various communities to try to understand up front what their financial exposure might be based on the type of consultant that is used. And so I want to give respect to what the city staff are trying to do in response. They don't always know the information themselves in order to be able to provide it. And so what we're trying to facilitate with this bill is to allow for that discussion to occur as early as possible in the process, so that T-Mobile or any other applicant for a permit or license would have some information about what their financial investment will need to be to justify going forward with the application. In some cases, they may choose not to go forward if they think the cost is too great. But the goal, of course, is to just give them the information, and then they can make a business decision for themselves, and that seems to be a fair way to go. So that's the goal for the bill.
Okay, thank you. And I did forget to move the bill, and I'm thinking we're sending this to Ways and Means. Back to GovOps. I'm sorry. All right, so Representative Nelson, you can move your bill.
Well, I'm not a member of the committee, so I can't. You have a quorum now, so we can move the bill.
Okay.
I'll move that House File 823 be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Government Operations Committee.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the testifiers? If not,
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a quorum now? You haven't met?
Do
you have a quorum so the bill can be moved?
Yes, exactly. No, I know that. That's what, but I just wanted to see if there were any questions. Okay, so we can now, the motion would be to move the bill back to Gov Operations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. It will now be going back to Government Operations.
Thank you
very much. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, members.
And next we have Representative Howard. Is it okay? Good morning, Representative.
Hello, Madam Chair.
And I will move your House File 2501. It will be going back to Government Operations.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a bill that has been in multiple omnibus tax bills, et cetera, and just suffered the fate of vetoes. And hopefully it can move forward this session. It comes to us from, brought to me by the Richfield Historical Society, but I know it's an issue for communities across the state. You know, preserving our history is carried out by many organizations, including the Minnesota Historical Society, as well as local organizations, 87 county historical societies, and other organizations in cities and townships. Current law permits cities and towns to provide funding for history work in their area. However, if you read the statute literally, it says that city and township governments are not allowed to support historical efforts in their own city or township, but that they can only support county historical societies. So this change would permit cities and townships to support history work in their own city and township, and clarify that issue. We know that there are a number of historical societies that would like to do this, but have been advised it cannot under the current law. And so this bill would simply add the word city, town to the statute to clarify this and make sure that it's a permitted practice. The bill is supported by the Historical Society, the Minnesota Association of Townships, and the League of Minnesota Cities. With that, I'd stand for any questions.
Thank you. I do have one question, because I know that a number of cities do have historical societies in addition to counties. So how have they been dealing with the help? Because I know that they get help from the cities.
And maybe Mr. Kelleher could respond to, but I think this is clarifying. I think some cities have interpreted and looked at these statutes perhaps differently. So having this clarifying language and making sure that we're all operating off the same playbook and is the intent.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'm David Kelleher from the Minnesota Historical Society. Representative Howard is correct. This has been a bit of a gray area of the law, and I think coming from the townships, there was an interpretation from their attorneys a few years ago that this, what had been a practice for a number of cities and townships over the years, really was not on the right side of the law. So that's when we all started to seek this clarification to make sure that everyone was doing this correctly. So yes, cities and townships have been at least interested in supporting their own city or township historical society, and this is to clarify that they're allowed to do that.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions? If not, I will move House File 2501 go to Government Operations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. You are on your way. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I'll move the approval of the minutes of the meeting on March 12th.
Okay, thank you very much. All those in favor of approving the minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The minutes stand approved as read. So thank you very much. Are there any questions? Otherwise, we are done. So thank you very much and have a good day.
Thank you.
Did I